Hello and welcome, Love everybody. Radio. Hello and welcome. This is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're ready today. We're having a lot of fun with those of you. Welcome to the 2020. We're having a lot of energy coming out and working together with individuals. I am Psychic Jethro. Those of you who know who I am, let me introduce myself a little bit to those who don't. I am a born with a gift psychic. I started at the age of 8. I had a near-death experience and drowned and was brought back, and after I had that experience, I was able to see and hear and sense things. Those of you know I've been doing this about 30 years, so welcome everybody. We're going to be hitting this really hard with the Psychic Jethro room in Facebook, so all of you who've put in there, those individuals will be in for the contest. We have a winner of the amethyst and kyanite. So that was Vicky from Oklahoma earlier today. But we're going to be giving away another amethyst necklace to those of you who are interested. And call in today at our wonderful radio show of Psychic Jethro's show. It's 914-205-5362 to talk to me and you. Let's do it. So those of you who have had a reading, I just want to let you know, what I like to do is I like to have you just say your name and date of birth, and then I will give you what the guides are telling me. I will talk with the energies and feel what I sense here with the clairaudience, and then I want you to finish up with that question you have. These are mini readings, and then I encourage you to go to psychicjethro.com and get the full reading. I only do normally 30 minutes or half an hour, I should say, to an hour reading, because you want to have that time. So I know a lot of you are very interested of it and want to check it out, so this is a great way to do it. And welcome everyone. I've got a few emails. I do some pages here out of Facebook, and I'm going to go ahead and just read down as we're going through it. If you send me that picture, I can look at your aura and give you that one question for those of you listening in who don't have a phone available but have the internet on and have us on Facebook at Psychic Jethro's Room. It's 914-205-5362 to talk to me. So what I want to do is I have a couple of individuals that are asking some really good questions here. One of the questions we have is, Jethro, you speak about and talk of both totems and angels. This is very confusing to me. I have been told that my spirit animal is a tiger and that my angels are different types of angels than other people. Can you iterate what you feel about that and let me decide if you're my reader? Of course I can, Angie. What I could tell you is that the spirit animal everyone has, it does resonate with the spirit, and you look at the aura, you figure this out. It's an animal that's on the other side or in between with the spiritual energy there working towards you. You can always tell a lot about a person by that spirit animal. So I do encourage everyone to work with that and trust the people that you tell it to. Good example, I had a friend for years who was a very, very strong cobra. He had the energy, was very good, known for doing the king cobra. He ruled his business like that and was a very positive man. And for those of you who know that a cobra is something when it strikes very fast, it strikes very swift. Business owners a lot of time are because they know when to do it, when not to, when to get riled, when not to. A little territorial, you know, they are. But they also are one of those animals that, as you know, also shed their skin. So he was always constantly rebirthing, coming through things, working. His neighbor decided he wanted the business. Knowing this person's totem, he would manifest and do a lot of work with mongoose. Mongoose, obviously, is not the friend and cohort of cobra. So what, long story short, what happened was cobra's business had a lot of troubles. He learned to shift and change and do other work and work with his four totems. A lot of times, this is where I am as a reader, I want to get in and work with you. We know your main totem, your top totem that's at the top of your crown of your chakra, and the bottom totem that's down at your feet that's on the grounding and working with this planet. We want to talk about the totem that's coming in and resonating through and coming in from your left, and then we want to talk about that totem on the right, because those four totems are important. If you have, for example, a butterfly coming in and it's running right there through you and it's change and transformation, this is the time to do those new things. If you have a sloth sitting there who's saying, take it easy, be calm, this is the time to just hang out, laugh, enjoy things, and be at my own level at a lower pace, this is the time for you to rest and work. So what you want is you want someone who can see and sense and work with you with them. Individuals have a lot of variety with that. I know that the best thing for me is, I believe, very Christian in the belief that archangels are like Saint Michael. We know that Michael works and resonates and has a very strong shield. All angels can do the same work, but each one has got its own facility, is the belief I was trained under. For example, Raphael is a healing angel. And a person who's going through health and other things will feel and sense that angel or see it. Those of you tuning in, hang on. We're going to get to the phones. We've got a few readings today we're going to do. The phone number to call is 914-205-5362. I've got a couple of you in the queue. I'll take the first ones up, and then we'll go ahead and enjoy ourselves. Tell in a little bit more here with you, Angie. I want to work a little bit about it. You tell me here that your husband, the police officer, has been having situations that are very awkward, and he has insisted that the angel of yours is having conflict with him. I really worry about when someone tells you their angel is having conflict. I would look and see what he's feeling, because an angel is working with you for your best interest. So where is his mind? What's his thoughts when this is happening? Having conflict with it. Is he saying that there's things in the house going, moving around? Is there other energies? Because oftentimes those aren't angels, those are other working energies. The best way to look at it, an angel's going to be there for your best work. They are not that little tiny adorable one we see on Cupid's, which they're beautiful for Valentine's Day. They're that strong ability of here and working with you. You'll see a very strong worker praying or working with the angel worker. When you see that golden work, that's the person that is getting that ability of that angel. I've had individuals tell me for years that Saint Michael, they could feel him, knew he was guiding them, protecting them in travel. It's a very good angel. Often worked with the police. I work very much with different friends, detectives, and other groups. I would recommend one of my best things to do is to work with that individual's positive intent and making sure that they're there. Those of you who have worked with me on some different detective things, or we've worked out a couple of the things that we've done to solve the mysteries, oftentimes we'll use St. Michael to help us, guide us, protect us, get us through it. It's an emotional experience, especially when you're dealing with a case that is maybe not exactly Disney or fun, you know, items. Welcome, all of you guys. This is a little bit of a quick one. I'm going to give you a few minutes for each reading, so I do want to make sure you're ready. Just give me your name, your date of birth. I do caution, if there's anyone that wants to read, this isn't a day to come on and do an advertisement with me, because I love you, but we all have our shows and we all do well. So please just give me your name and date of birth, and let's go from there. We're live today. How are you doing, 443? Thank you for waiting.
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
Wonderful, Kathy. This is Jethro. Long time no talk.
I know. Ages. So my birthday is 12/13/1953.
Okay. And I, Kathy, I'm going to ask you, I can feel there's a lot of energy with you, and they're telling me, the guides are telling me that you have, you're going through something. I feel it's a transition, a change is happening for you, Kathy, here in January 2020 in the work. What I sense with you is I feel like you have quite a few things that you had handled, or you retiring or doing. I feel like I see you sitting over here on something, but I see you doing a lot of new things that you wanted to get done. Like you're counting all the things that were in your bucket list.
True, I retired last January.
Oh, congratulations. And I laughed because the guide showed me that part of life, and then they showed me the emotional, beautiful part with you is that I feel your heart is more, you know, I've read for you before, and that's where I remember you from the show, but I feel like your heart is more open to expanding things that you can do, not just work, which is a good thing. I got to be honest, I'm glad you were my hardest working client. I used to call in on Psychics Gone Wild, Kathy. You know? And they tell me that experience for you right now is I'm seeing that you're feeling and channeling a little more energy of this needs to be done, and I feel like there's an urgency to do. I feel like it's physical things you're doing to help other people.
Well, I give advice, but I feel like I want to do something more spiritually, I guess, and I don't know what it is yet.
That's what I'm seeing. I feel it's going to come together. I see you using your creative side and putting it together. You're very good and gifted, I feel, with individuals, and I love it because they said what they're telling me, the guides are telling me, is like not just a spoonful full of sugar as you do emotionally, but I see you finding that thing to put with them and say, this symbol here or this here is going to help you, you know, retain during those hard times. I feel that's been part of what you are. Your mission is that angel. I was talking about Raphael earlier, and I feel that healing in you is you're giving people that, not only that physical help and that spiritual help, but you're also now, they're telling me that there's going to be, I see you setting, moving things, handling, it looks to me like I saw you later at tables, fairs, working with individuals who actually like-minded people like us who are going here, and you're able to correlate and be that in between, going, here, you need to go talk to this one. This is a healer. Here we are. And then you're orchestrating, you know, a lot busier. I worry about you. Every time I read you, you're always getting ready to be busy again, you know?
I'll have to call you for a reading. It's been forever.
I love it. And I look forward to talking to you again. It has been a while. And those of you tuning in, this is Jethro. I'm at psychicjethro.com for the friends that are calling in. Kathy and me are talking, so I have some friends speaking. They're going, we really love Kathy. We got people over here. Kathy and me are just old-time friends here. This is what we get when we get you, when you call in live on a radio show. You get cool people like me and Kathy. Kathy, I've got to go a little deeper here, a little bit about emotion. I did see relationship. You have your person. I feel like you've got a little bit of a, I think it's a touch and go here, like they're going through some things where you're orchestrating. I feel like you've got a male that you're orchestrating some things you're really wanting to, I feel like what you're wanting to do is this a release with them or working to get them to do what they need to do?
Get them, it's a little of both. He's having health problems, and he's also kind of been a little bit mean.
Mm-hmm. That's the and I love it because, you know, those of us tuning in, that you can say stubborn, you can say ornery, and I love your word mean, because I see you correlating and working with this that he's got some of his own projects and some of his other things, and then he gets uptight because he doesn't, I feel like he's not doing what he wants to do, but he's kind of looking at you, getting uptight with you a little, you know?
Yeah, blaming me for his problems. Yeah, exactly. You got it. You're right on.
Wow, it's been, and I've been years since I've read you two together, and I love the fact that, you know, they joked, they said, you know, he can act like Eeyore, but he's still got to come to the table, Christopher Robin. Teasing about this. Maybe he's a little grumpy bumps. So
he's grumpy, that's him.
Kathy, any question you have about your future now? We've read a little bit, and I feel your energy and you feel mine. Is there something you want to ask me specifically in the few minutes we got of a question of future? One specific question I can answer real quick here for you?
I just wanted to know where I'm going on my spiritual journey, I guess.
I feel you're going into a busier level. They show me you once again putting on those wading boots and just climbing right in there with the water and bringing people to that spiritual blessing. And I also feel that there's other connections or something that's happening here. I see a little internet or some other things you've done that those individuals are going to be correlating with you. Where you, later I see some kind of trip or working out together where you're orchestrating some things that can help everybody. It's very good. I also feel like you should be writing them. They want you, something about the past life you used to do with your old career and putting it together where, you know, these were the how to really help here. I feel like you left your job good, but I feel like you've got part of that job still inside of you. This is how we kind of work with healing people. I feel like you've got that, I'm pardon to say, common sense that people don't realize that you got to be a good listener or worker. I feel like you put those kind of good things together, and I feel you've got a really good, successful, like a chicken soup warm-up book in there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you, Kathy.
It was great talking to you.
You too. Hang in there, Kathy. We've got a lot of individuals calling in. We're going to grab a couple more phone calls. She's hanging in there. We've got it. We're going to be giving those necklace away. We'll roll down the scale here, and I'll pick a number, and whoever's in the queue will get to have that prize. We know Kathy is in here, and we've got a couple others calling in. I'm going to grab the phone here. We've got a bunch of you right now hanging in there. 539, you got in. We're trying to get as many as we can. This is a quick little show. How are you, 539?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. I just need to get permission if you'll just say your first name and date of birth.
Jennifer.
Okay. Can you give me your date of birth?
9/11/91.
Okay, and I love this here. We're both of you in the Psyche Jethro's room and Facebook. Continue to check in. We're all catching on. We're all going fun. Call me at this number here, 914-205-5362, if you'd like a reading. Jennifer, I'm getting a lot of energy of, I feel you've got some kind of conflict or something with other people, and you're putting up, what I see is I see you putting up some real strong, this is what we're doing. You look like an actress. I see you with sunglasses on, and I see you acting this way, and it's partly because you've got other people trying to maybe get in your business is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing nosy people.
Yeah.
And it's adorable because I feel like you've got these little children or children behind you. They're there, and I feel like you're helping. You have a man. You have a relationship, and I feel like he's looking, like I see him looking out over here, and he's watching it. Like you two look like you're trying to figure out what to do on your ship together, you know?
Yes.
Yes, and I really, you've got a good person. I feel this man is not understanding things, and I feel like you're having to do maybe a little bit of I don't see just like an actress, you know, like la la la, and you're walking down with the beautiful. I see you like the strong get in there, Katharine Hepburn kind of actress. I see you in there grabbing and going, we've got to get this done, and nobody can get in. I do feel there's been some sadness a little bit too with your man. Is it okay to permission to say his name?
Tyler.
I thank you. And I saw that Tyler's got some enemies that he has to be careful. He's got someone who's like an old porcupine over here, and they're all prickly, and they're just, you can't touch them, you can't play with them, but they're in his karma, they're in his energy, and he's rolling along like he's, and he's got to be careful because they just keep trying to come around here, and I feel they're like upset. I see them frustrated or mad, and they're coming at him because of their life. They keep spending money or they keep doing something over here, and they want Tyler to help pay their way.
Yeah.
And you're over here. I see you like rolling this stuff together like you're going to fix him biscuits and gravy is what I heard. The guy said you're going to be fixing him some really good things. What you're trying to do is get the home going. Those are what those symbologies mean. You're putting this stuff together, and I'm emphasizing making a meal, being a wife is what I'm hearing. I feel to you that word means a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, and I feel like you two need to sit down and maybe put out a thing of what does it mean? This is what this means to me. What does it mean to you? And they're showing me that Miss Porcupine's over here, and she's going to find her own porcupine. She's not got all of her quills completely at you like she's going to get you, but she's all bristled up, and I feel you're like teaching him this is how we go down through the woods of the forest and not get into those situations. They said the next part of the year is a little frustrating. I see some other financial expense for him if he's not careful, and that's what you're doing. You're not, I got to tease you, you're not watching his wallet to get in it. You're watching his wallet so others don't get in it. That's what I'm hearing. It's like, be careful, baby. Mm-hmm. That's what I saw. You're like, be careful, you know?
Yeah.
He's working on something with his family and something else. There's something he's got, somebody that's an older mentor or a family. I feel like this person's trying to help him make money. It's something about the money, something about his job or his work. He's got somebody he looks up to at the work, like a dad, or he looks up to this person.
He don't really talk to his dad.
Okay, and I'm using that word. I would say a role model, somebody that's in his life that is going to help him financially this next couple months start putting some money together. I saw like he's like nailing things, like bang, bang, bang. He's handling it. He's getting the things together physically and done there so he can have a solid roof over you guys. It isn't his physical father, I should say. It's someone that gives him. This is how, and what I feel is the person's connected to you. I feel like the person is a mechanical. I feel like the person's connected to you, and I feel they're doing it. I apologize to you, but I think, Jennifer, I've read the family. Is your father passed?
Yes.
Can I ask permission of you? Because I'm getting him, really. He's going to knock on people's heads if they don't leave you alone. That's what I'm hearing here. I'm sorry. I'm having a long day. Thank you, Jennifer. I didn't mean to be a little creepy there, but I just had to get permission to ask. Uh-huh. He's telling me, like, bang, 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 bang. He goes, like, is that enough? It's been too much. There's been all this and there. And he's like, let's put the roof back over everybody's head and worry about today, not this other. And I see you're like, you happen to be a certain way. That's what I was saying earlier. And I feel that you and him are going to come together on here's the clean life, here's the good life. And you two are kind of both right now. I feel a little spooked about the year. There's just so much where you're having to slow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know. And I saw something physical here with a son of yours that some things are going to be better than you thought. Seems like you're working out paperwork or you're doing something, and it's not done yet. Some things are done, and it wasn't so good. And then I saw you. This is going to be better for the son.
Okay, yeah.
You're good.
I've done a lot of paperwork for him.
Oh, have you? There it goes, because I'm seeing it. I love it, dear. We're running on time. I thank you for calling in. And definitely, you know, you're in for the chance here. We're going to pick a winner here in a few minutes. Any last questions real quick, Jennifer? Because I'm going to have to run on you.
Nope. I don't have any more.
Thank you for calling in. We love you. Thank you. Definitely you guys that are doing this, the Psychic Jethro. I love you guys. Bye. We got a lot of people calling in. We've only got so much. This is a quick little show, and we got a couple of you calling in. We're going to be able to get to one or two more of you, so hang on here. We're grabbing a hold of some things. I'm in the Psychic Jethro's room, and I've got people telling me, Jethro, I'd love to have a reading. I got to have one now. So I'm just sending you a picture. I did tease you guys a little bit. You know, you got to realize that I can read your aura, but I need to have your aura. It's great when you send me a picture of wonderful scenery or animals, but that's not your aura. Aura is a picture of you around your body, which we do, and I do help that while we're in here in the show. I only do so many. So those of you who can get a chance, get the half an hour with me or the hour at hello, everyone. That was a little while. We had a few minutes there where it just went on. The energy just put us right out. We've got a bunch of you calling in. We've only got 3 minutes left. Ah, we got to go with this. We want to thank all of you for calling in. We were giving away, and we are right now. We picked out a number here that is actually in the queue. Number 7 is what we rolled. So 7 is Jennifer. Jennifer, you just got. We're there. I will contact you there, and you know, get on Psychic Jethro's room. Write me privately, message Jethro Smith, and tell me your physical address, and I'll be sending you that amethyst necklace you wanted today. We want to thank all of you guys that have tuned in. We had a lot of fun. I want to help each and every one of you that have contacted us. We've got a 970. I apologize. We'll get to you next time. 305-407, and a wonderful 928. Definitely, this has been Jethro's Living in the Psychic Realm radio show today, and I hope you've had a really good time. I did. I thank you and look forward to helping each and every one of you. If you haven't had a chance yet, definitely check out my website, www.psychicjethro.com. JethroSmith.net still works for those of you who were regulars before, but psychicjethro.com is also there. I have a lot of spaces coming up here. I will be reading here the 2020 pretty full. I recommend with a lot of individuals to go ahead and have that time that you connect and make sure that you get in and enjoy that time with me as a full half an hour or hour is what I do for readings. I thank you once again, and tune in next time, 914-205-5362. We'll see you. Have a great day, and love you all.